Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, this is Bernard Walton. You know, I can't think of anything I'd rather do than hang around with you for a time of wonder and excitement. And again, getting my squeegee caught in my suspenders is exciting to me. Anyway, welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Fill me with popcorn and call me Cracker Jack.
You're Mr. Walton's boy.
You're an angel, aren't you?
You're a smart boy.
Mary Beth Pearson has gone missing since this morning.
She's slipping!
Hold on, Bernard. We can see you now.
I'm losing my grip! Mr. Walton.
Hi there.
Is Mr. Whitaker here?
Yeah, he's a half hour late is what he is. I've been jumping around like a cat in a hot tin roof covered with freshly laid tar.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, next time I volunteer to help, somebody needs to slap me.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Walton.
Wait a minute now. Did you need some help?
Well, I had a question.
Oh, why do I do that?
Does God still send angels to help people when they need it?
Oh, brother. I thought you were going to ask me a math problem.
Does he?
Why are you asking?
I heard a story in Sunday school about a missionary that was protected by an angel. So I was thinking about my neighbor.
Oh, your neighbor is a missionary?
No, it's Mrs. Davness. Her husband died last year, and even though she still smiles a lot, I think she needs help.
Angel kind of help.
She's sort of old and can't do a lot. Her house needs to be painted, and her grass needs to be cut. I bet a few angels could get the job done in a day.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you. You sit down here, and I'll tell you a story while I finish cleaning up.
A story?
Oh, you don't like stories? Oh, fine. Whittle'll be back soon.
No, I like stories. I'm ready.
Okay. This really happened to me when I was your age. It was the summer of my 10th birthday.
And what's the title of this story?
Well, it's got to have a title.
Good stories do.
Yeah. Somebody please slap me next time. All right. Let's call this The Girl in the Sink. I had just arrived at my grandfather's farm for a visit. This particular summer, my grandfather had hired a man to clean out the back of his barn and repair the loft. He kept referring to him as that giant of a man. Well, when I laid eyes on him, the only thing I could say was...
Fill me with popcorn and call me Cracker Jack.
Watch yourself.
How did you do that? That beam was solid oak, and it must have weighed a ton.
Well, it had some weight to it, all right. But it needed moving, and God gave me a strong back to move it with. You Mr. Walton's boy?
His grandson. I'm Bernard.
Pleased to meet you. Ezekiel.
He reached out a hand that seemed as big as a side of beef with a bag of potatoes thrown in. As we shook hands, he looked down at me and said,
Where's the girl in the sink? Is Ezekiel related to her?
No, he's her tax attorney. Can I please tell this story in my own way? It's not like I haven't practiced.
I was only wondering...
Yeah, you do a lot of that. Can I go on now?
Sure.
As I was saying, he looked down at me and said...
Not a bad grip for one your age.
It's pretty good, I guess. I'm a hard worker, too. You want some help?
The word says many hands make light work, and I never argue with that. If you've a mind to be useful, you can move that scrap wood out to the pile in front.
You bet.
So I pitched in. As the day wore on, we became fast friends. I was amazed at the man's powerful arms. I had a hard time keeping up.
I'm beat.
You work hard. The windows you clean have a real sparkle about them.
Thanks. I think it's a gift, but it's hard work.
Well, that hay bale looks like it needs holding down for a while. Maybe you ought to sit on it.
Good idea. Where are you from, Mr. Ezekiel?
Off a ways. South of here.
You don't have a car. Are you traveling by train?
Sometimes. Sometimes on foot.
Isn't that scary or lonely?
You're a worrying sort, aren't you? You need to quit that.
I guess. Where are you headed?
Just going.
Are you running away or something?
A man don't always need to be running from something. Sometimes he just needs to be going. And if he keeps his heart open, he can be where God wants him to be. He can be useful.
You got family?
No. No family.
Mr. Ezekiel? You okay? Maybe I'll go get us some water.
He didn't reply. Kept tearing away at the rotting wood of the barn. I realized that I had somehow crossed an important line. I wouldn't know how important until it was life or death.
Wait, somebody dies?
I said it was life or death. Oh, never mind.
I don't understand what this story has to do with Mrs. Dabness. And where's the girl in the sink?
I'm getting to it. Why do you kids need everything in 30 seconds? I haven't even told you about Percy yet.
Percy? Is he the one who died?
All right. They all lived happily ever after the end. Have a nice day. Are you gonna listen or what?
I'll listen.
Good, because the next part is really important.
Hey there, Barney. Back to visit the old man again, huh?
It's Bernard. I thought my grandfather told you not to mess around in his fields, Percy.
Keep your shirt on. I'm not messing around. I'm cutting through to Harry's place. If you change your tone, I might even let you tag along. We got some BB gun shooting to do.
What are you shooting? Bottles?
No, I'm an ace shot. See that bird in that tree over there?
Yeah. Don't shoot it.
Watch me.
No!
Bingo!
What'd you shoot it for?
Told you I was good.
What you got there?
Whoa! Where'd you come from?
He shot it, Mr. Ezekiel. I think it's dead.
Of course it's dead.
Well, let me see it.
Ezekiel hunkered down between us and picked up the bird in his huge hand.
Ooh, don't touch it. What are you, crazy?
Percy jumped back like he thought the bird might explode. But I didn't move. I was mesmerized by the big man. He brought the bird up close to his face, rubbed a cigar-sized finger on its chest, exhaled a warm breath on its feathers, and whispered,
"You love the creatures large and small. Let your hand move. Praise you, Lord."
His face was so intense, so focused. Suddenly, the bird jerked like it had been shocked. Its eyes snapped open, it jumped to its feet in Ezekiel's hand, looked at me, and flew away.
What? I thought I got him for sure.
How did you do that? You brought him back to life. How?
I didn't do nothing. I was just useful.
Don't mind his tricks, Bernie. You watch. I'll get another one.
No. No more shooting. You get now.
Who are you telling? You don't boss me.
I said get!
I had to go anyway! You ain't heard the last of this!
Mr. Ezekiel, you...
I'm tired. I better take a rest now.
Wait! How did you do that?
It weren't me. God does what God will. I just try not to get in the way.
And with that, he walked back into the barn. And although I didn't say it, and I wasn't sure why he was there, I was pretty certain that God had sent an angel to our farm. Well, later that night, the town was called together for an emergency meeting. The kids were asked to be there, too, so my grandpa let me go with them.
Okay, calm it down, everybody. I think we all know what this is about. Mary Beth Pearson has gone missing since this morning. We're hoping that someone saw her today that might point us to where she's at. Now, in case you never met Mary Beth, she's the daughter of Truman and Alice here.
We've asked all around, and nobody has seen her. She didn't come home, and it's so late. You gotta find her.
Don't worry, Alice. We'll do what needs doing. Truman, could you...
Come on.
Now, has anybody seen anything new?
I know something.
Quiet down now. Percy, is that you? You seen something?
I think I know who took the girl.
Who did what?
Took her? Oh, my baby.
Now, hold on, hold on. We don't know nothing like that's happened. Now, Percy, watch what you say. What do you got?
There's this stranger in town. He's a big one, too, working over at Walton's farm.
You be quiet, Percy. Ezekiel hasn't done anything.
Stop it now.
Have you seen this guy? He's huge.
I know about the man.
He's a scary-looking one, Miss Pearson. He's the one who did it.
That's nothing but a lie.
Now, hold on. We can't be blaming a man for something just because he's a stranger to our area. In fact, we don't know a crime has happened at all.
I got proof.
Proof.
Now, you've got proof of what?
When I heard about Mary Beth being missing, I figured it was this guy straight away. I snuck into the Waltons' barn just after dark. That's where he sleeps.
Could you all quiet down? Now, Percy, I hope you haven't been up to something stupid.
I snuck in and took these out of his pack.
What have you got there?
Those are Mary Beth's hair ribbons.
He had these ribbons in his back, right on top. I'm telling you, he's the guy.
That's a lie. It's not true. He's an angel.
A devil's more like
quiet
it.
He's an angel. He didn't hurt anybody. Listen to me.
The little town hall sounded like a storm in a pickle barrel. And no matter how loud I yelled, no one heard me. So I slipped out of the hall and ran as fast as I could. If I couldn't defend Ezekiel, I could at least warn him.
And everybody was yelling. They're like a mob. You need to fly out of here.
No. You best quit your worrying. And I'll go talk to the sheriff.
Didn't you hear anything I was saying? Percy's got the whole town worked up. He was telling lies about finding hair ribbons in your bag.
There were no lie. They're mine. And I aim to get them back.
They're yours? They can't be yours. Mrs. Pearson said they were Mary Beth's.
I thank you for the warning. You stay here now.
You didn't do anything wrong.
What makes you so sure?
Wait! Mr. Ezekiel! Wait for me!
I told you to stay in the barn.
You also told me to be useful. I figured this is where I need to be.
Fair enough.
And so we walked together. And although there were questions swimming in my brain, for once I was smart enough to stay quiet. After a mile or so...
I didn't hurt this girl you speak of. Never even saw her as I can remember.
I knew you didn't. You couldn't. I knew that Percy was lying.
That's a whole lot of knowing.
You're an angel, aren't you?
Now, why would any worthwhile angel be walking in my shoes?
You were sent here. That's why. You're going to help somebody, and I want to be there to see it happen.
Well, we'll see what we see, I suppose. About those ribbons.
Uh-huh.
I don't talk much about this, but I figure it's right to do so now. Those ribbons were my daughter's. She died young.
I'm sorry.
She looked up to me like I was the sun and the stars. But I was no more than a fool who drank too much and cared too little for what he had.
You don't have to tell me this.
I lost her on the river. The currents were strong, and she was just a slip of a thing. I'd been drinking. And before I had a mind clear enough, she was swept away as if she'd never been. I lost the only thing that meant anything. Me and my foul drink killed her as sure as I'm standing here. I left that very day. I ain't gone near the water nor the drink since. The years thereafter were like a wind in a tunnel. Then I crossed paths with a useful man that was where God wanted him to be. He pulled my head out of the mire and helped me to see that Jesus offered me the one thing I couldn't hope to ask for.
Forgiveness?
You're a smart boy. And a blessed one for knowing what you do.
So if you don't need to wander anymore, why don't you go home?
I figure wherever I am is my home now. I aim to be where God wants me to be. Then I can be useful.
But what about the bird?
Well, watch yourself. Get out of the road.
Sheriff Long.
You're Ezekiel, I assume?
Yes, sir.
I want you to get in the car, please. Bernard, you hop in the back.
He didn't do anything, Sheriff.
You just climb in the back and sit there till I can get you back to your grandpa. Now, Ezekiel.
Yes?
This isn't an arrest. I'm pulling you in for your own safety as much as anything. Folks are a little riled up. But I'd like to ask you a few questions.
We were walking in to talk to you, Sheriff. He wasn't running away.
Settle down. I figured as much, seeing as how you were heading back into town.
The ribbons that Percy stole weren't Mary Bess. They belonged to Mr. Ezekiel.
Bernard, will you give me half a second to talk? I know they're not Mary Bess ribbons. Once Mrs. Pearson looked at them, she told me as much.
Jimmy, you picking this up?
What is it, Hildy?
What happened then?
Will you stop interrupting? The plot's getting as thick as the grease in Bart Rathbone's hair.
Sorry. I was wondering. I've been waiting for you to get to the sink, but the radio person didn't say which one it is. Kitchen sink?
It's not which sink, it's the sink. About a mile out of town, there was a very sheer cliff that was made up of loose rock. This led down to a deep, icy, cold river, and they said if you fell in, you were gonna sink.
So, the story was never about some tiny little girl that lived in a sink?
Right. Anyway, by the time we arrived there with the sheriff, people from town had started to show up.
Desley, get these folks away from here, please. Some monkey sure to step over that edge. Get him out of here.
Sure, Sheriff. Move it back, folks.
You caught him, huh, Sheriff?
Percy, you better get yourself into my car. I'll have a few words with you in a minute.
What did I do?
Just get. Now, Alice, how did anyone see anything? It's like pitch out here.
I don't know. Why isn't somebody doing something? Everybody's just standing around.
All right. Desley, what's going on down there?
Well, old man Buford found her about dusk.
Is she alive?
Might be. It's hard to tell.
Oh, my baby.
Why don't we just lower somebody down on a rope?
Well, we tried. There's all this loose rock here at the top, and the ledge she's laying on is almost right under us. Every time we try to get somebody to climb down, we're just dropping stone on her head.
No other way?
Well, there's an old tree root sticking out about 10 feet down. We could probably get somebody down to it, and from there it's a better angle, but it's a skinny thing. Wouldn't have foothold for more than one man. And with her out cold, I don't see how we're going to get her.
Any idea how long she's been down there?
Nope.
Oh, great. Let me think.
I'll help.
Mr. Ezekiel is really strong.
I'm afraid strong ain't gonna be enough. There's no room on that root sticking out. And if anybody so much as touches the side of the slope, you'll set loose all this rock.
The Lord gave me strong arms to lift with. The length of rope and Bernard's help will do the job.
Bernard's help?
He put a big hand on my shoulder, and I knew I had to be useful. Ezekiel got down to that old tree root, tied a rope around me, and lowered me down, hand over hand, into the darkness. I remember looking up at him, braced against that skinny root, with his huge arms flexing.
Lord, give me strength.
Just don't let go. I don't feel like a swim.
Quit your worrying.
Watch the rocks, Bernard. Try not to touch the side.
I can't see much. Am I getting close?
Shouldn't be more than a couple more yards, I think. Stay alert.
I'm here. Mary Beth, can you hear me? Mary Beth, she's breathing, but she's out cold. What do I do?
Ezekiel, can you lift them both up?
As God wills.
Wrap the rope around the both of you and hold on to her, Bernard. Hold on tight.
Great. This'll be easy. I want you to know, Mary Beth, I was never gonna hug a girl till I was at least 25. This is a sacrifice. Ready?
Here we go.
The rope tightened around us, and we began to slowly rise away from the ledge. As strong as he was, I could tell that Ezekiel was having a difficult time with that extra weight in his footing on that little tree root.
Watch the side! Keep us out further!
Quit your worrying!
She's slipping!
Hold on, Bernard. We can see you now.
I can't hold her. She's too heavy.
Hold her, please.
I'm losing my grip.
Gotcha!
Praise God.
Hand her up here, Ezekiel. Easy now.
Looks like we did it, Mr. Ezekiel.
Watch yourself, Bernard. You're real near the edge of the...
Bernard!
So it was Bernard who died.
What? No, I didn't die. I'm standing right here in front of you.
Oh, right.
Well, I hit the water like a bag of bologna. It knocked the air clean out of me. They say Ezekiel waited less than a heartbeat and dove into the blackness after me.
I got you, boy. Stay with me.
He dragged me out on what little shore there was and started squeezing the water out of me.
Okay. Please keep this little one here, Lord. Let your hand move. Praise you. Please hear me. Lord! That's it. Spit it out. Praise be to God. You'll be set right soon. Just breathe. Just breathe.
What happened?
God made a man useful.
I'm happy to announce that Mary Beth Pearson, apart from being a little worse for wear, will be right as rain. Come on up here, Bernard. Where's Ezekiel?
He was standing right next to me just a second ago.
Well, seems like he's a reluctant hero. But heroes they are, right?
He just disappeared?
Gone like that.
So God does send angels to help those in need. Just like he sent Ezekiel for you.
Now, how did you come up with that?
You said...
What I was saying is that Ezekiel was a man who put himself at God's call. He made himself useful. And if you really want to help this Mrs. Dabness, don't wait for angels. Just be useful.
Oh, okay. I'll try.
Good. Well, I got to find out what's become of Wit.
Thanks, Mr. Walton.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, hey, Tamika.
Yes, sir?
Look, I've got a day off tomorrow if you want some help mowing your neighbor's lawn.
Well, Mr. Walton, that would be great.
Yeah, great. Somebody slapped me.
You know, it's easy to think we're not big enough or good enough to really help anyone around us. We think someone else could do a better job. But God has used all kinds of people to make a difference throughout history. He used an old man with a stutter named Moses to lead his people out of Egypt. He used a scared young girl named Esther to change the king's heart and save her people. And he used a group of fishermen and a tax collector, Jesus' disciples, to change the whole world. You know, instead of thinking about why we can't help, we should be asking how God can use us. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Girl in the Sink was written and directed by Bob Hoos. Our vocal talent included Dave Madden, Corey Williams, David Richards, Courtney Brown, Josh Shada, and Robbie Rist. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.